Europe. Training Ukrainians in France. Secret Army. A new Ukrainian force is being marshaled to take on the Kremlin's men.
Three Ukrainian soldiers clutching Soviet-made AKM assault rifles creep stealthily along zigzagging trenches. In the distance, enemy soldiers are moving in the woods. Gunfire crackles across the plain. Plumes of smoke rise into the cold air. Tiny drones hover overhead. It is an all-too-familiar scene from a war that drags on along Europe's eastern fringe. Except that this simulation is taking place at an undisclosed site in eastern France, where the French army is playing the enemy and training over 2,000 Ukrainian soldiers to form the backbone of a combined arms brigade ready for deployment at the front. It was during a visit to Paris in June by Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, that his French counterpart, Emmanuel Macron, announced the idea. In September, the French Air Force flew in the Ukrainian soldiers. Since then, they have been training on French kit, including Caesar howitzers and Milan anti-tank guided missile systems, as well as taking part in battalion-level military exercises in the field. The men are aged between 25 and 45. 90% of them are freshly drafted. At the French barracks, where cooks offer menus that alternate between Ukrainian, cabbage and sausages, and local, croissants at breakfast, off-duty soldiers in combat fatigues hang around, lifting gym weights or smoking outside. The training program, says its director, Colonel Guillaume, the French army does not disclose family names, represents a major shift from those already in place elsewhere. As part of the European Union's training mission, it was co-constructed with Ukrainian instructors who are also on site to supervise the new recruits, along with 1,400 French soldiers. At 9 weeks of hands-on training, it is longer than the standard 5-week program used by the British Army in East Anglia under Operation Interflex, which has already trained 45,000 Ukrainians. The novelty is the decision by a European force to train, deliver and equip a brigade. Before last year's Ukrainian counteroffensive, America led a similar effort in Germany. It will be joined by 1,500 soldiers already trained in Ukraine. Anne of Kiev, as the new brigade is known, will be made up of two command posts, three infantry battalions, and full logistical support units. The brigade will get armored vehicles, Caesar howitzers, short-range air defense systems, anti-tank missile launchers, and other kit, which the Ukrainians will know how to use and maintain. French Mirage 2000 fighter jets, which are being adapted to carry French Scalp cruise missiles, will arrive in Ukraine in the new year. The latest training scheme, suggests Sébastien Lecornu, the defense minister, could help secure more of a tactical return on the battlefield. In a report published in July by the Royal United Services Institute, a British think tank, Jack Watling and co-authors point to the Ukrainians' unfamiliarity with donated equipment and to the lack of collective training as two shortcomings that help explain the failings of counteroffensive operations in 2022 and 2023. The French have had to adapt the scheme to the changing situation on the front, says Colonel Philippe, who is in charge of the final exercise. The French had to dig wider trenches to match those the Ukrainians use. The visitors asked for more time with drones. Also, at the Ukrainians' request, the focus of the final exercise is on defense. Troops have been out since the night before with French planes and helicopters flying overhead to test resistance to fatigue and stress. Grenades are used to simulate airstrikes. French military trainers insist that despite Mr. Zelensky's troubles with conscription, these trainees with an average age of 38 are motivated. They learn twice as fast as our own new recruits, says one instructor. For all its merits, this effort may come too late. In recent months, Ukraine has lost territory to Russia at multiple points. Its forces are stretched. It is struggling to mobilize fresh conscripts. In September, Mr. Zelensky said he needed 40 new brigades, suggesting not even four were yet equipped, despite Allied pledges. The election of Donald Trump has shifted the diplomatic mood. Mr. Macron may now have become one of Europe's most outspoken hawks. Nothing should be decided about Ukraine without the Ukrainians, nor in Europe without Europeans, he declared on November 12th. But he and his fellow Europeans worry that in practice they will get little say over what happens next. Helping Ukrainians gain whatever tactical advantage they can in order to strengthen their negotiating hand may be the best they can hope for.